podcast.
Yep, it's the podcast. Do you want to say anything on the podcast?
Stay on the podcast.
What do you want to say? Do you want to count? Do you want to talk numbers, vehicles?
Count.
Do you want to count? All right, do you want to count up or count down?
Count down. Count up.
Let's count up. One.
Two.
Three.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10.
Yay! Great counting. Are you gonna pause?
Pause.
How cute was that? You're welcome. I just said to myself, I was like, yeah, this would be a great time to press play. And then I was like, honestly, just do it. Play as in record. You know what I mean. Boy. So I just sent some messages. And I was sharing about my morning and connecting with someone else who experiences high levels of pain. And the pain has been... My back pain has been so great that it really is at some times taking almost all of my attention. Almost all of my attention. And today I was scared and in pain and even making noises like yelping in the bathroom trying to do my daily living tasks, right? Just groom myself. I am groomed. And of course I'm having a moment there in the bathroom, having trouble doing all my stuff and getting scared, feeling the fear. And saying, okay, what's the next aligned decision, position, inquisition? What do I do? The answer is almost always the same when I ask, what do I do? It's dance. And I thought about the power of putting my earbuds in and putting on the right music. It will take me away, and I will dance. And I will feel not only better, aligned, higher, lighter. Like, I was going to say like I belong, and then boom, connection. Connection. So I came out here, it's freezing, right? And I didn't plan on doing my podcast. I just came out here with Will. He's back in there. It's freezing. And he grabbed my phone for me. I'm like, I'm going to just stay and do my podcast. I think I might switch hands, though, because I put my other hand into my sweatshirt. Yeah, that feels better. That's better. The rest of me isn't really cold. It's just my fingers that were poking out. I like the cool, crisp air. It's very cold. There's ice. There's frost. I'm in my slippers. I'm walking on the frosted grass. It's beautiful. The sun is hitting where I'm standing, and it's, you know, melting and sparkly. The frost on the grass, that is. Well, anyway, so I was called to do the podcast. And then before I go to do the podcast, I decide I'm going to send the messages that I sent in my head this morning. Do you do that? Do you send messages to people in your head? Tell people what you'd like to tell them. Share things with people that you'd like to share them with. And then you forget about it or get distracted or talk yourself out of it or whatever. Well, that's what I did this morning after I put my head full. Well, hold on. Not just... Now listen. I knew I had let someone borrow my earbuds for something. And so I'm like, okay, if those aren't where they're supposed to be, then I get it. I let them borrow them. And then my headphones aren't there. They're headphones. They're old, but they're fancy schmancy old, so they're great. And they're headphones. So where are my headphones? And then, right, the mood changed. Because I'm in agony. I you know what I mean? I just had trouble, you know, using the bathroom, brushing my teeth, washing my face. Like, I just had trouble doing that. And I need to save myself. That's how it feels. It's like, it's save yourself or call the stretcher. It's save yourself or call the stretcher. So... save myself. What do? Dance. Every freaking time, dance. And I'm like, okay, fine. So, and I know, okay, magical, powerful, great. So where the F are my effing headphones? Because I need the headphones. Like, I could probably blast music and I don't know, Finn might totally reject it, but this is a small space. And like, sure, I could try to take off and find a space right now to go down. Okay, can I please, I'm ready for the community center because I would be there. It would be open. Whoever wanted to be here sitting with me live would be right here watching me talk. We'd be in the community center right now and I would have already danced and I would have already celery juiced. Maybe, probably not because I don't have the cash right now for the celery. Well, I do, but I'm going to use it for different stuff. Truth punk. Boom. Myself right there in that moment. Anywho, right? We would have meditating. We would be making smoothies. We would be making donuts. We would be doing the things. So like, I'm excited for that. Okay. Are you coming when we have the community center? Because I believe. Just want to feel that. That's the truth. My tears are telling me. That's a big, huge truth that just came out of my mouth. I believe in my dream of our community center coming true. And I'm excited. And that's where I'll broadcast from. Duh! Yes, I love being outside, so who knows? Maybe it'll be local and I'll broadcast my walk to the community center to open it up, and that's how we'll be chatting every day. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe you'll meet me there. Okay. Anyway, so I'm saving myself this morning. I'm crawling around in agony, searching and swearing. These little turds have taken all my listening devices. Now they're all turds. But thankfully I had dropped to my knees and I see underneath, I look on the, hey, there are my headphones. Great. And they better be charged. And they're charged. And I slip them on and I find the right song and I start to move my body. I found a small space in the house where I could fill up the energy, like my energy fills up the small space. So I felt like I created my own nest, my own dance bubble. I'm swaying right now in my front yard because it feels good for my body to move. And I'm swaying and it feels good. And so that's what I was doing, and the music was turning me on, was tuning me in. Oh my gosh, music. That's in the show. I'm watching a show. And music came in as like a boom, as like a superpower. Like music saved somebody's life and is being used as a life-saving tool. And I'm doing it right now. This is a good one. This is a good one, you guys. Hey, guess what? It's super flippin' early, right? But guess what? The chimney guy's already been here. He came, he talked to Will, he left. He obviously looked at the chimney and he was like, oh yeah, I can reline that. So I guess that's what's happening Reline the chimney. And hey, PSA, I guess it's a block chimney, so it looks beautiful downstairs, you know, next to the boiler. There's a beautiful block chimney, but oh my gosh, it's going to be the cover art. That's hilarious. I'm going to take a picture of my chimney so you can look at it. It looks pretty ratty on top of the house. Inside the house, it looks gorgeous, but I guess you're not supposed to continue with the blocks. The blocks are for underneath and they look great. And I guess it's supposed to be a different kind of material on top. So the chimney, you know, looks scraggly. But it only took him just a moment, the chimney expert, to say, oh yeah, we're good to go. I can pop a new lining in this, no problem. So the chimney guy is going to talk to the boiler guy, and the boiler guy is going to talk to my gal who gave me space heaters yesterday. She says, listen, you know, how are your space heaters? We have all these space heaters to give away, and you're the only people that we can give them away to right now because you have to have like an open ticket, I think, is what she said. And I'm like, that is crazy sauce. So I said, well, mine are from my dad's garage. And they're like Stanley blowers for, you know, 200 square feet. And they're, you know, these awesome ceramic convection garage heaters. And I do my thing with them. And she's, you know, just like really offering us these space heaters, you know, and it's an upgrade. And I think, you know what, it's probably going to use less electricity. It's probably going to do a better job. And let me go do this. And that way I can pay it forward. Also, I would now have enough space heaters. If it goes into the teens, we're into the 20s right now, Fahrenheit. If it dips into the teens, we have to start putting space heaters underneath the house in the crawl space. So that way the pipes don't freeze. So now with two more space heaters, we would be able to heat the house and underneath the house. So that's very exciting. And I picked up the space heaters and I put the wheels on them and got them both going yesterday. And I'm just going to keep going with the story. So, oh, I wish I think, okay. I think they are Utilitech. They sell them at Lowe's for like $100. Utilitech, they're the oil-filled, like, radiators. And, you know, if they fall over, they shut off. If they get too hot, they shut off. They're the only ones that the state of Maine will allow this heating program to pass out because they, to distribute, because they pass all these guidelines, restrictions, whatever, safety precautions, things that need to be met before the state of Maine would deem it safe. So this is the only safe one, right, according to the state of Maine. So I appreciate that. Anyway, it says it takes care of a 300 square foot space. And I looked up mine, like I said, those Stanley ones. And those are half the price. They're probably $40, something like that. It could be 60, I don't remember. But I would call them about half the price. And those, like I said, are meant to warm an area of a maximum of 200 square feet. So I was right, right? Upgrade. I looked at the watts. They're both 1,500 watts. I did notice yesterday I couldn't get the house above 61. And with my other space heaters, I can get it to like 68. And I thought, no kidding. And I did like rearrange a little furniture to make sure we had space for these kinds of heaters because they're different kinds of heaters and they need a little more clearance and blah, blah, blah. So moral of the story is, even though they're advertised, I would flip the advertising, I guess, is my point. I would call the Utilitech taking care of maybe a 200 square foot space and the others the 300. And I would call those Stanley ceramic convection heaters a bargain. I would call them worth every penny. So I highly recommend the Stanley, whatever. And I do understand that maybe those aren't safe to put in the hands of people who aren't as, I am very aware of like fire safety. So I don't have things going when I'm not home or when I'm sleeping, and I don't overload circuits. I'm aware of where I plug things in. I'm aware of when I make a smoothie and the things, you know, I don't want to overload our electrical system. So I'm aware of those things, and I understand that not everybody is, and so it wouldn't be safe perhaps to offer those to everyone in the state of Maine, but they work great for us. So I love that, like, okay, I thought I was getting an upgrade. Mine are better, but just because mine are different. And like I said, if we dip into the teens here, we got to stick something underneath the house. And so I'm so grateful to now have enough heaters to do that. Yay. Right? Because like, what's the worst that could happen? It could get colder. Well, guess what? If it gets colder, we pop some space heaters underneath the house and we protect the pipes. We make it warmer. We got this, right? We heat the floor. Ooh, yes, we warm the floors. Worst case, it gets colder and we warm the floors. So I sent, I'm going to circle back to this morning, having a tough time, finding my headphones, putting my headphones on, listening to the music, moving my body, ignoring my family. Not really, but I mean, I put both headphones on. And I could see them, but no, I can't hear them. I don't know what they're doing. And if they are trying to get my attention, you know, they're going to need to like look at me and flag me down or like start really like mouthing something very, you know. And so I am now able to move my body a little more. I haven't done any wincing since I started dancing and then came out here, sent those messages because while I was having this experience, I thought this person needs to hear this. This person who has chronic pain, who has extreme pain, needs to hear this. Because you know what? I know they sing and dance too. I know they're good at it, and I know they love it. And I think that might be the ticket for us out of here. Out of the pain ditch. Get me out of the pain ditch. I think the rushing water will come in and take me away. And that rushing water is music and dance. And so here we go. Here we go. Again, community center. If I could just wake up and go to dance, I'll live there. I'll live there. We could rent this place out. Or who knows, right? Maybe this is all working in perfect order. So, you know, Olive will be an adult and can have this home and we can move into the community center so I can get up and dance just right away. And not that I can't do that here. I did it this morning, right? But maybe I need to know that now. Maybe I need to get up and pop my headphones on and go boom, like right away. I'm talking, maybe I'm brushing my teeth while I'm listening to music every day, you know? I thought I heard someone knocking at the window. I don't think so. I think someone probably just dropped something inside. The sun is very, very warm. I really appreciate it. I'm going to just kind of like finagle myself. Oh, there we go. I'm standing right next to those hay bales from my friend. I could talk a little bit about the hay bales. I don't know a lot about hay bale gardening, but I've looked it up once or twice and I'm excited. We have sandy soil here because we are near the beach, and a dream of mine is to enrich the soil, love the soil here, create more soil here, and these hay bales will do that. I believe you can get the hay bales, start watering them, put some manure or dry blood or something that's going to like warm them up on top, but my friend's like, you know what? I leave it out over winter. It gets soaked enough, you know? And so we've put it in a shape where I can compost in the middle of it. And then we're going to be planting in the spring. Once mushrooms start popping out of this thing, it's go time. It's time to plant seeds in the hay bales. And then things will grow out of the hay bale, and we could put like stakes or strings if we want things to grow up, because I'm guessing we'll be growing some cucumbers and also the trombocinis, is that what they're called, the big huge squash. We've got some magic squash seeds to grow, and those will be nice hangy danglers if I get them to vine upwards on something. So we might maybe attach some rope to the house and have them make like a lean-to, or I don't know. We'll see. But I hear you plant in the sides of the hay bale, and after your growing season is done, you know, this time next year, all four hay bales and the compost in the middle, you know, will be new earth, new soil to spread and grow more. And so then I get four more hay bales, or maybe six, or maybe eight, and then we do it again. And the planting and the composting and the hay bales, all of that stuff, right, goes right back into the earth. And so we'll be adding more and more to our patch here. What a fun way to do it. And I'm happy to be drawn to the sun. Why do you think I put the hay bales here, right? They get the morning sun, they get the afternoon sun, and probably even a blip of the evening sun. I asked Will this morning, are you good with the spot? Do you like where they are? Do you still think that's where we should do it? And he was like, yeah. It's right in the front of our house, facing south, the brightest. The brightest, and that's where I'm standing right now, because it is the brightest, the warmest so far, and I'm soaking in the light, charging up. I've been getting hugs from people when appropriate. I did ask for one from the gal who gave me the space heaters yesterday. She helped me out to the car. I carried one, she carried the other, and she was so pleasant. She's been holding my hand through this whole thing. And I said, do you accept hugs? And she said, yes. And I gave her a big, huge, good hug. And it was lovely. I'm soaking up the sun. My fingers are outstretched like jazz hands. And my palms are facing the sun. My hands are down at my sides. My thumbs are pointed away from my body. My pinky would be touching my thigh if I drew my arm all the way in. And it feels good. It feels good to have the sun on my face and breathe. It feels good to have the sun on the palm of my hand. And it feels good to smell the hay. I'm going to switch hands with my phone. I got another hug yesterday, soaked it up too. Like I said, I am really soaking them up because the people that I hug really charge me up. They really charge me up. So I was really, at first I was not so happy to find out that Finn didn't have his water bottle with him when he came home from school, because it's the last man standing. We have three water bottles in rotation, and now only one actually has all the parts so it can work appropriately. And I was like, oh man, we got to go back to school. So I sent a text off, and someone immediately was like, oh yeah, we got this. I'll go find it and I'll meet you when you get here. And I was like, excellent. So at that point, it was just a different way to go home. And I actually really enjoyed taking that route. It took us a different way home because we were popping by Finn's school. So we went back to school, and this lovely person brought out the water bottle, and I got a bunch of hugs, and I just was so excited to just have a little chit-chat with a lovely human, and Finn loves this human too, and I'm glad that his water bottle was forgotten, because it gave me that charge, gave me that extra charge up. It gave me a better way to drive home. It was a feel-better way to drive home. And I got to swing in for a hug and a bunch of beautiful words I got to hear from this person. And it was just nice. It was just lovely. It was just rejuvenating. It was, you know, whatever. It was a bump. Gave me a boost. get your bumps, get your boosts. Am I right? Like, is there a favorite place that you like to go for coffee because the person's great? Go there. You know? Do the thing. Is there someone when they, you know, leave you a message or call you back or answer the phone, they give you a little boost? Well, reach out to them and just say, hey, you know, let's get our boosts. Let's charge each other up. You know, have the guts to send those messages. I've been sending messages. I send them in my head all day long. And then, you know what? I'm like, you know what? Forget about it. I'm going to text this. I'm going to say this out loud. I'm going to say this to this person, no matter what they, how might they might react or what they might think, or if it's unsolicited or blah, 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 or if I sound crazy, blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter. It's like, I'm being called to do it. So I'm doing it. Share this, do it. Say that, do it. Go there, dance, whatever, do it. So let's just do it. All right, it's chilly. I'm gonna go in. So glad that we share this practice. Hands over hearts. Press your heart. Hold your heart. Rub it. Let the sun shine on it. Think about it becoming light. And big, expand. Hey, I thought a cruddy thought last night, and it made me feel cruddy and curl up to myself. And I thought, wow, it really does constrict. Love expands, right? Your passions and love that will expand you. Music and dance and singing, it makes me expand. It's bigger. It's big, right? When we connect and we reach out and we charge up, we're expanding. We're getting bigger. We're more. So when I was thinking cruddy thoughts, I was actually thinking other people were thinking cruddy thoughts about me, and it made me feel cruddy. And I recognized it, and right, recognize, allow, investigate, nurture. And I was like, okay, girl. And I did notice it made me feel small. It made me physically get small and quiet. Okay, so just like in dance class, I'm looking for big. I'm looking for take up some space. I'm looking for take up some space and make it weird. Weirder. Weirder. And if you don't know, come to dance class. Gosh, what are you waiting for? Ugh. See you Tuesday. You know, I always tell you to go to truthpunkpodcast.com. Well, don't. Go to dancewithamanda.com and we'll see you Tuesday. Love you. Bye.